Today's daf is Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel. And we are 8 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, the 2 dots, Afilu Nachash. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Alvisa. Before we begin, I want to give a special thank you and a shout out to the Hollywood Shtibel in Hollywood, Florida, and to the Rav, Rabbi Moshe Schreck, for allowing us to record and give today's daf here from the shtibel. I want to give a special shout out to my good friend Barry Lampert for coordinating it and making it happen, and for all the chevra for coming to be mishtatef. So the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the first Mishnah of Perek Ein Oimdin, a classic Perek, discuss when is one allowed to be mafsik in middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And what appears from the Mishnah is not very often. In fact, the Mishnah said, "Afilu hamelech shoyel b'shloimoi." Even if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and the king comes and says shalom aleichem, lo yishivenu, you shouldn't say aleichem shalom. "Va'afilu nachash karach alakevoi." Even if a person has a snake that's wrapped around his foot, even then, lo yafsik, the Mishnah said, you shouldn't interrupt your Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Sheishes." Rav Sheishes said, "Lo yichanu ala nachash." This that the Mishnah said, that if a nachash is wrapped around your foot, you shouldn't be mafsik. That's only true if it was a nachash. Meaning the Mishnah said snake, not as an example, but specifically a snake. Aval akrev, but a scorpion, if that's around your foot, poisek, then you should interrupt your Shmoneh Esrei. Apparently, a scorpion is more dangerous than a snake is. So if there's a snake wrapped around your foot, it's not deemed to be pekuach nefesh. Continue davening Shmoneh Esrei. If it's a scorpion, run. Meisavei, Frank the Gemara, is that true? From a Bryce and Nafa, look of Arayas, if somebody falls into a lion's den, Ein Me'idin Al Shemei. So the context is a woman whose husband hasn't been seen for some time. As a result, she's in a state of aguna. She can't get married. An aide came, or 2 aidim came, they testified that they saw this man, who we haven't seen for some time, fall into a lion's den. The halacha is, this woman's not allowed to get married. You would think, if he hasn't been seen in a while, the last anyone's heard of him was he fell into a den of lions. Chances are he died. The halacha is not that way. Ein me'idin olav shemes. Nafal l'chafir v'leyan nachashim. If, however, Edom come and say that they saw this man fall into a pit that was filled with snakes, vakrabim, or scorpions, me'idin olav shemes, then we assume for sure he died. What do you see from here? That the lion didn't necessarily eat this person. However, the nachash and the akrev certainly bit and ultimately kill this person. So you see, the nachash is just as dangerous as the akrev is. In our sugya, there seems to be a distinction between a nachash and an akrev. Here you have a braisa, albeit in a completely unrelated context. We're discussing sugyas in the end of Masechtas Yevamos. The halacha is of Eidos Isha. But the point, the principle is that we assume that the nachash killed the person. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasan, there it's different. The agav itzitza maski. What happened over there was, the Edom came and said that there was a pit full of snakes. This person fell to the pit and he landed on the snakes. If you fall on snakes, that's more dangerous than if the snake is merely on your foot. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Rosh Shvarim, someone's been damaged by an Esrei and he sees oxen coming towards him. Poisek, stop davening. Tell Rav Yishiya, Marchikim Mishar Tam Chamishim Amos. A person should distance himself from a Shar Tam 50 Amos, Mishar Muid Kimloy Enof. However, from a Shar Hamuid, even Kimloy Enof. The difference between a Shar Tam and a Shar Muid, of course, is the Shar Muid already is Becheskas that he is going to Shtais. He's going to do what he does. As a result, you have to be more careful. Tanavish Medir Rameir, Reish Tur B'Dikula. Rameir used to say that if you see the head of an ox in a basket, Soluk La'agra, go upstairs, Vashadi Darga, and remove the ladder, meaning just get far away from this Tura. So much so, even remove the ladder. Rashi says that's just an expression, because obviously the Shar is not going to climb the ladder, but you get the point. Amar Shmuel, Hanimi L'Bishar Shachar, Ubiyay Minisan. This is only true if it's a black Shar, Ubiyay Minisan, during Nisan time when the weather's nice, Mebnei Shahasotan Mirakid Loi Ben Karno, because during that time, the Satan, Rashi says, the Eitzahara gets the better of him. It seems that as the seasons change, it makes them a little crazy, and that's when you have to be concerned. Tanu Rabbana. Ma'isav Makam Echad, there was a story in a place, Shaya Arud, V'haya Mazik HaSabriya. He said there was an Arud. Rashi says that the Arud is a breed. It's a mix between a Nachash and what's known as the tzav. So the arid appears very often in Shas. Most times the arid is a type of donkey. This arid is different. This arid is a crossbreed of a nachash and a tzav. It was very dangerous. So Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa was the tzadik hadar. He was the balmoifis of the dar. We'll see more about Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa Mietz Hashem in tomorrow's daf. So they went to Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa and they told him, we need a moifis. This arid is causing a lot of problems. So he told him, show me the hole. Heru Eschayri, they showed it to him. He put his foot by the hole. Yatza, it caused the arid to come out. V'noshchay, it bit Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. And rather than Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa being affected, umeis oisa arud, the arud died. Not loyal ksefoy. They picked up the arud, veivil the beis hamedrash, and they brought it into the beis hamedrash. Amar lehem, ru'u bni, ein arud meimis elachet meimis. You see from here that the arud's not dangerous, because if the arud was dangerous, it would have killed Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. It's the chet that's meimis. The arud is the shliach, and the arud obtains its ability, its energy, to cause damage as a result of the fact of the averos that the person it's hurting has. The point is, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, who didn't have the chet, had nothing to be afraid of as it relates to the arud. At that time, they said, "Oylei la'adam shapaga by arud." Woe is to a person that has an encounter with an arud. Va'oylei la'arud, and woe to the arud shapaga by Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, who encounters Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. So again, we'll see more about Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa Mietz Hashem in tomorrow's daf. But for now, there's two ha'aras that we won't talk about, but just the ha'ara. The first is the Gemara says that Rav Meir said that if you see a shar middle shmein esrei, but even in general, if you see a shar, climb a ladder and kick the ladder. It's like this, the shar won't be able to harm you. Amar Shmuel gave us the fine print. Hani mili b'shar shachar. That's only true if it's a black shar. Ubiyoyme Nisan, during Nisan time, mepnei shahasatan miraki voy ben karna. Because during that season, the satan gets the better of the shar. So who exactly is the satan? We said Yetzahara. And the truth is, that's what Rashi says. B'yoyim Nisan, I'm reading from Rashi. Mitoich sha'avru yimei hastav sha'aretz yevesha va'achshav roya oisam alei d'sha'am. The change of seasons, the fact that the ground looks different, zocha daite yolav v'nichnas pa yetzahara. It causes the yetzahara to get the better of the shar. It sounds like just reading Rashi and taking everything Rashi says literally, a shar has a yetzahara. Now, does a shar have a yetzahara? When you think of yetzahara, it's the evil inclination. It's the part of free will that tries to get us to do what we're not supposed to do. We have a Yetzahara. We have a Yetzahara. Everyone's born with a Yetzahara. When you turn bar mitzvah, 13 years later, you get your Yetzahara. But the point is that a Yetzahara, we associate with free will, with Bechira. If that's the case, human beings that have Bechira, that were created for a purpose, and that is to overcome the Yetzahara, have a Yetzahara. What does a shar have a Yetzahara? What does that even mean that a shar should have a Yetzahara? The truth is that there's a Ramban, I think it's in Parashas Noach, but the Rishonim have an idea that the reason a shar in Shenogach, as in Masechtas Bava Kamma, gets punished, it's because the shar is being punished for the Avera that he did. Shar is being punished for an Avera that he did. What does that even mean? Is that a free will? How do you punish a shar for doing an Avera? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer Beis HaOitzer has a whole Arichos where he brings different Marim Mekoymas. I don't have it here, but I presume that this is probably one of his Marim Mekoymas, that you find the concept of a Yetzer Toiv and a Yetzer Hara and Oynish and Schar for animals, just like you find for human beings. That's the first aura. The second aura is Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa knew about this aura that it was causing people a lot of harm. So what did he do? He went to the char, that hole where this aura was living. He stuck his foot there and he killed the aura. It was a miracle. The kasha is, ain't soim chanal anes. How's a person allowed to put himself in a situation where he has to rely now on a miracle? And the truth is, ain't soim chanal anes isn't just a saying. It's a halacha. Yerushalmi learns it from a pasuk. It's an isidai raisa for a person to put himself in a situation. We just had the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, literally a few lines earlier, where the Gemara said, "V'nushmar to ma'ol nafshei sechem." A person's not allowed to put himself in a situation of sakana. So Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa relied on the fact that this miracle was going to take place for him. So Pasha, you have to say Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa was different. Why was he different? He was melumed benisim. Miracles always happen in his confines. The concept of ain't soim chanal anes, that's when it's just so rare it never happens. So you're gonna assume now a person who's never had a miracle happen on his behalf, Shalik Adarach Hateva, that is suddenly going to be Zoicha to a miracle. Either way, Marshal's Kasha, the Chidah talks about it in Pesach Inayim, there's a lot to discuss, but another day. Says the Mishnah, Maskirin, Gvurois Kishamim, Betchias HaMesim. We mention, we acknowledge the fact that Hashem causes it to rain in the bracha of Mechaya Mesa. When do we do that? During the winter, when we say Mashav Ruach Umoirid Hageshem. It's a haskara, right? You're not asking for anything. It's not a tefiva. It's just it's a mention. Maskir and Gvuris Geshavim B'tchias Mesa B'sheilu B'rachas Hashanim. And we ask for rain. We say the same Talum Atul of Racha in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. V'havdalah. We make Havdalah during davening. We say, Atochein Antonu, Bechoinin Hadas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Oimer Bracha Revius, Bifnei Atzma. No, Atochein Antonu, we don't insert into one of the brachas that we already have, but rather we add a bracha. It's the fourth bracha of Shemaina Esrei on Matzoy Shabbos. Rabbi Yezam, Rabbi Lez says, Vaida, you say Atochein Antonu in the middle of Maitim. Says the Gemara, Maskin Gvurz Keshav, in my time, and what's the reason for it? Meaning, why do we say, Mash Baruch, Maid Agash, in the middle of Machaya Beis, and maybe say in the middle of some other bracha? Amr Rabbi Yosef said, Mitoch Sheshkula, rain is a source of parnasa, which is a source of life. So we mentioned it during the brach of Tchias HaMesim, which talks about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of life. V'sheilu b'Birchas HaShanim, why do we ask for rain during Birchas HaShanim? Amar Rav Yosef mitoich shehi parnasa, being that it's parnasa, lefichach kiva'ua, b'Birchas parnasa. Which brach of Shemayin Esri talks about parnasa? That's the brach of Baruch Aleinu. Havdol mechainin adas, my time. Why do you say atochein antonu in the brach of atocheinin? Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said mitoich shehi chachma kiva'ua b'Birchas chachma. Because atochein antonu is related to Chachma, says Rashi. Why? HaChacham Yoidea LaHavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol Uben Tomei L'Tar. What's Atochein Antonu? It's Havdalah. It's an understanding of the fact that there's Kodesh and there's Chol. There's the 6 days of the week and there's the seventh day of the week. In order for a person to properly comprehend that, in order to be able to deher that, you need Chachma. So in the Brach of Chachma is where we mention Atochein Anton. Am Ravami. Ravami said, G'doy l'deya shenitna b'tchilas bracha shel chol. Deya is so important that it's the first bracha that we say during the week. So on Shabbos, we don't ask Hashem for anything. We have the brachas in the beginning of Shemayin Esrei, which is Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the brachas at the end of Shemayin Esrei, which is giving Gaida. But all the brachas that we say in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, Atocheinin, Slach lanu, rifa'enu, baruch aleinu, v'lam al shinam. We don't say those brachas on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you don't ask for anything. When do we ask Hashem for things? Only b'moisachol. What's the first bracha that we insert b'moisachol? It's atochoinen. Atochoinen, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chaneinu meyitcha, chachma bina v'das. We're asking for that. So you see that day is so important. It's more important than every, meaning the most important bakasha we ask Hashem for when we daven Shemayin Esrei is Chachma. How do you know that? From the fact that it's the first bracha. Says the Gemara. Rabbi said, G'day l'deya sh'nidu ben sh'tei oisiyos. Deya yisiyah is so chashuv that it's placed between two oisiyos, meaning the two shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Ki keil deya s'Hashem. So this is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis. We just spoke about Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis. Where did we speak about it? The whole story of Chana. So in between the word keil, which is one of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem, Havaya, which is also one of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have deya. So deya is so chashuv that it's in between the two names of Hashem. Chomi shemay deya asal rachim. If someone doesn't have deya, ken have rachmanos on him. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ki loy am binoisu. Because you didn't have chachma, no rachmanos. I'm Rabbi Lazar. G'dayla mikdash shen nasa beiz oisiyas. Mikdash is also so chashiv that you see it was placed between the two oisiyas. Shenemar pa'alta Hashem, mikdash Hashem. So mikdash is in between Hashem and Hashem, not between keil and Hashem. That was Deya, but between Hashem and Hashem. Amr, Rabbalaz, Kolad, Meshesh, by Deya. Any person that has Deya, kilu nivde beis hamikdash biyomo. It's as if the beis hamikdash was built during his lifetime. Deya, why? Because Deya, you find, was nitben shtei oisiyas. Kael Deir Hashem and Mikdash Nasa Min Shtei Oisiyos. Mikdash is also between the two Oisiyos. Pa'al to Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. Maska for Rav Achikar Chino, Elam Yat, if that's the case, G'dayu Nekama, Shinnin Abin Shtei Oisiyos. Should we say that Nekama is also so important? Because it too was placed between two Oisiyos. Shinnama Kael Nekama is Hashem. Amalese, he told him in, yeah. What do you mean? Nekama, revenge? It doesn't sound like such a good thing. The Gemara says, B'milsa, Miyagidaylahi. That when revenge is necessary, when it's serving a positive effect, it's actually a very good thing. This is what Ula meant when he said, "Shtei nekamei salalu lama, kel nekamei sashem, kel nekamei seifia." Why is the word nekamei mentioned twice? Achas l'toiva, v'achas l'ra. Because the nekamei that pasuk is referring to has in it a positive and a negative. The positive, the toiva, is one mention of nekamei, and the ra is the other mention of nekamei. The chsiv, where do you see the two nekamei, and what was the positive and the negative? Hifia me'ar paron, that's the toiva. And l'rod d'chsev kel nekomeis Hashem kel nekomeis sefiyah. Rashi explains that the pasuk is referring to when Hashem went to the nations of the world and he offered them the Torah, they didn't want the Torah. So Hashem ended up giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael and punishing the Umma Yisraelim eventually, ultimately, for not accepting the Torah. So it was one act that involved an Akama L'Toiva and Akama L'Ra. The point is that we associate an Akama as a bad thing, but sometimes the Akama is actually a good thing. This toiva that can come about as a result of nekama, and that's why nekama too is placed in between the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara mentioned a little bit of Dvar Agada related to Deya, and a little bit of Dvar Agada related to Mikdash and related to nekama. The first comment was, Amar Rav Ami G'doyla Deya Shenitna Bein Shtei Oisiyos Shenemar Kikeil Deyos Hashem. So the Ben Yayada asks that really the Lashon of the Gemara is a little dachok. Because it's not between shtei oisiyos as much as it's between shtei shemois. What do you mean, two oisiyos? What's the point of the Gemara? That the two shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sandwiched, so to speak, deya. So you see from there that deya is something that's very, very important. A person has to be wise. A person has to work in developing his chachma. Kael is the Hashem's name. Hashem, which is Avaya, is Hashem's name. And in between those two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have deya. But the Lashon of Gemara is not being shtei shemois, the Lashon of the Gemara is between shtei oisiyos. So I saw the Ben Yoyada says, and this is above my pay grade, that although the Lashon of Gemara is bein shtei oisiyos, and it means shtei shemois for sure, Kael and Hashem, but there is a remez of oisiyos as well. Because the last letter of Kael is a lamed, the first letter of Havaya is a yud, Li, says the Ben Yoyada, is one of the shemois, ki yodua, for the people that for whom it's not above their pay grade, and that's a remez, betoich remez, is an idea of Li as well. I was just thinking this morning that maybe a good way to remember this is Ben Arbaim Labina. Bein Arbaim, Li is Begematria 30, Yud is Begematria 10, Bina is Keldeos. So Bein Arbaim, the Lamed and the Yud, is Bina. Either way, on that note, Rabbi Akiva said, Oimra Bracha Revius. Rabbi Akiva says that you don't insert Atochein Antanu in the middle of Atochein Iladam Das, but rather Atochein Antanu is its own Bracha, says the Gemara. A long discussion that's going to take us through the majority of the Daf, it moves quickly, related to the concept of Atochein Antanu and Havdalah in general. Rav Shemin bar Abba, Rabbi Yechon. Rav Shemin bar Abba, as Rabbi Yechon. Mechti, Anshik Nesak, Doyle Tiknon Liyisrael, Bracha is Tfilo, is Kedushas, Vavdol, is all Tfilo we know by now comes from who? From the Anshik Nesak, Doyle. So how do you have a Machloikis? You have a Machloikis if you say Atochein Antonu in the middle of Atochein, if you say Atochein Antonu as its own Bracha, if you say it in the middle of Maiden, Nechsi, Heichon Tiko, why don't we just go back in time, find out what the takon of the Anshik Nesak Doyle was, and whatever it was, that's what we should follow. Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Shemin bar Abba, the reason is because what happened was forgotten. So he said, how is it forgotten? It doesn't make sense. Don't we have a Messiah? People have been dominating Shemayin HaEsrei forever. So when exactly was it forgotten? Amalei says, I'll tell you the rest of the story. Betchila kiva'u betfila. Because originally, the takana was that you should make Havdalah the Rishmon Esra. That was the original takana. Had Shiru, when people became wealthier and they were able to afford wine, kiva'u ala koisa. They said that instead of making Havdalah in the middle of Shmon Esra, go home better, ala kois, it's more chashuv, then you should make Havdalah. What happened was Henu. Then people got to a point where they couldn't afford every Matzoy Shabbos to drink a glass of wine. So Chazru, the Kavu Betfila, so they went back and they unwound this Takana and they said, let's reinstate what it was originally and let's go do it by Tfila as well. The point is that being that there was a gap, there was a period of time where they weren't making Havdalah during Shemayin Esrei anymore, so what the original Messiah was forgotten. Had it been something that Klal Yisrael was always doing, it would have never been forgotten. But there was this interim period where they stopped. They went from making Havdalah during Shemayin Esrei to suddenly making Havdalah ala kois. So now, when they decided to go back and do it again during Shemayin Esrei, they couldn't remember when exactly you're supposed to do it. That's where it was forgotten. Then Rabbi Yochanan continued, and Rabbi Yochanan said that even though they made a takana and said that they should do it during Tefillah, but Amru, they said, Amavdu b'Tefillah, Tzarech Sheyavdol Alakos. Meaning when the Chachamim said, let's reinstate the original takana, you know what they also said? That being that we now, for an interim period, we're making Avdol Alakos, even though you don't have to make it Alakos, but if you could afford to, you should. So again, what was the, just follow the timeline. The original takana was you have to make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to make Havdalah. When should you make Havdalah? During Shemayin Esrei. At some point, the Chachamim said, you know what, instead of doing it Shemayin Esrei, let's make it even more chashev. Let's do it ala kois. Don't do it during Shemayin Esrei, do it ala kois. Then it started becoming challenging for people. A glass of wine, they couldn't afford it. So they said, you know what, You could do it during Shemana Esrei, but if you could afford it, you should do it alakos as well. Hence the minig that you make havdalah during Shemana Esrei. You say atochay natanu. What you're doing is you're literally making havdalah. You just don't have the bayir mariyesh and the bayir minei besamim. You don't even have the bayir priya gafen. But really, what you're doing is you're making havdalah. When you go home, you make havdalah again. Why? You make havdalah twice. Now you know the rest of the story. Itmanami Amr Bchim Rabban Rabbi Yochanan. Anshik Nasak Doyle Tiknu Lehemli Yisrob Rochais Vitfilois Kedushas Vavdolois Betchila Kivaua Betfila. First, the Takana wasn't doing it during Shema Nesri. Has Shiru Kabu Alakais. They're able to afford it. They said do it Alakais. Chazu Vehenu Kabu Betfila. Then they went back. They Mamru. But they said if you could afford it, I'm Avdu Betfila Tzarchi Avdu Alakais. Itmanami Tzendritimo. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Da Amri Travayu Ham Avdu Betfila Tzarchi Avdu Alakais. Omar Rava. Umay Svina Nashmaitin. So Rava said that we had a kasha on all this. Some say the Geirus is Rab. On what? On this halacha that if someone was mabdil betfila, tzarech sheyavdil alakos. Tavli hiskik v'ruz gesham in betchias hamesis. We saw this a few times already. If someone made a mistake and he forgot to say mashav bruchem erid hageshem, or v'sheilu b'brichas hashanim, or he forgot to say v'sein talamata l'vracha, what should he do? Machzir noisai. You have to do it again. Havdala b'chayin anas. What if somebody forgot to say atochayin antanu during atochayinin? In machzir noisai. You don't go back. Why not? B'pnei sheyachal la'imra alakos. Because you can make it alakos. What was the kasha? You can make it alakos? Because you have to make it alakos. Say better. Not just because you can. It's not optional. It's something that you have to do if you can afford it. But the point is that you can't. You have to do it alakos. Where it says, that's the kasha. We can very easily edit this brisa. Don't say that what the brisa meant to say was because you have to say it alakos. Reported the following. He said, Rabbi Yossi once asked Rabbi Yochanan in Sidon. Va'amri lo, some say, Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov de Mensur was the one who asked Rabbi Yochanan. So the question was for sure posed to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Yafes is for sure the one that's saying this. There's two versions. Was it Rabbi Yossi the one that asked the question? Or was Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov de Mensur that asked the question? Regardless, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yafes said, Vano shamos. By the way, I'm not telling you something that I heard from someone who heard from someone. I was an eyewitness. I heard this by myself. What was the question? This question, if someone said, do you make Avdol again alakos or not? He told him, which we already know. What about in the reverse? What if somebody made Avdol? He made a proper Avdol alakos. He didn't have a Shmei Nesrei yet. Now it comes time to daven Shmei Nesrei. So should you say Atochenatanu or not? If you said Atochein Antanu by Meirev, which is what you're supposed to say, you still come home and you make Havdalah. What about in the reverse? So you made Havdalah properly, but you didn't damage Shmoneh Esrei. Should you be Mavdu B'Tfilah? Amar Rav Nachum by Yitzchok, Kal V'Choymer Mitfilah. Umat Tfilah, the Iker Takantehi. What was the Iker Takana of Havdalah? When the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle were Masaking Havdalah, or the Iker Chi of Havdalah is to do it B'Tfilah. So, and still the halacha is, I'm Avdol B'Tfilah, Tzarech She'Avdol Alakos. Even though you did the Iker, still there's an idea of saying Avdol again. I'm Avdol Alakos. If someone was only Avdol Alakos, the Lav Iker Takanti, which is not the Iker like Kolshkin, then certainly the halacha should be that you should have to make Avdol again. Tani, Rab Acha, Richo, Kemed, Rab Chinen, I'm Avdol B'Tfilah, Meshubach Yoyser, Mibi She'Avdol Alakos. If someone's Avdol, Middle Shmoneh Esrei, meaning he says Atochein Atanu, it's more Chashuv, it's Meshubach Yoyser, from someone that merely makes Avdol Alakos. So which one's better? It's better to be Mavdol B'Tfilah than it is to be Mavdol Alakos, if you were going to rank the two. Let's say you did both. Then you're really going to be benched. So here the Gemara asks an interesting question, which is really a kasha on everything that we've just said. I don't understand. You said if someone makes Avdol B'Tfilah, it's more kasha than if you Mavdol Alakos. Alma, what do you see from there? Then if you make Avdol B'Tfilah, for sure, it works. Meaning, b'di'evid, you satisfy your obligation of Avdalah by saying Atochein Antanu or Middle Shmoneh Esrei. What's the question? V'hadotani, then you said, Im hivdol b'zu u'b'zu, yanuchu lay brachas ha'roshay. That if you were mavdol during Shmoneh Esrei, and you were mavdol again, after you made a proper Avdalah, you get a bigger bench. What's the kasha? And these next few lines are classic. V'kiv on the nafik lay b'chada, if you were yoytse, you have dollar ready when you made when you said Atochein Antanu, when you dab in Meiriv, have a bracha shein etzricha. So why are you allowed to make Avdalah? What does this mean? How could you make Avdalah twice? It's really a catch on everything we're saying. How can you make Avdalah a second time? Once you make Avdalah, you don't have to make Avdalah anymore. So if you don't have to make Avdalah anymore, the second Avdalah is what we know as a bracha levatala, what the Gemara calls a bracha she'ina tzricha. You're making a bracha where you don't have to make a bracha. Va'amar Rav v'tamer Reish Lakish va'amri la Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish da'amri travayo. This is an important line for the raid that we're going to talk about later, and really raid that permeates Shas. Kol amivarech bracha she'ina tzricha. Oiv Rabbi Yishum lo sisa. If somebody makes a bracha she'ina tzricha, not only is it a bad thing, he's oiv lo sisa. What's lo sisa? It's one of the Ten Commandments. Lo sisa shem Hashem aleikecha lashav. He violates the commandment in the Torah that says, thou shalt not use my name in vain. He's over like Sisa. It's afraid to Gemara, I don't understand. How could you be mavdol with tefillah? And then be mavdol alakoyz. The avdol alakoyz is a bracha shein etzricha. And a bracha shein etzricha is not just a bad thing. It's loisisa. It's so chomer. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela emahachi. Im hivdol bezu. V'loi hivdol bezu. Yonuchu loi brachas haroisha. You have to say that as it relates to this braisa. Hamavdol betfila. Going back to the braisa. A few lines earlier. Mishubach yoisem mishay avdol alakoyz. Someone's mavdol betfila. It's more chashev than someone that's mavdol alakoyz. Then hivdol bezu. And if someone was mavdol betfila, v'loy hivdol bezu, not v'mhivdol bezu u'bezu, because the Gemara is suggesting now maybe you can make avdallah a second time, because maybe that would be a bracha shein etzricha. V'mhivdol bezu, v'loy hivdol bezu, you were mavdol betfila, you were mavdol because you're going to be a bench. What if somebody forgot to say havdallah? He didn't damayrev, he didn't make havdallah, and now what? So what do you mean now? So it's Tuesday, it's Monday, what happened? So the Rishonim explained, and he acted as if he was not going to make Avdallah, meaning he was a real tog. You know, he ate pizza on Matzah Shabbos, he did what people do on Matzah Shabbos, but usually after Avdallah, he just didn't make Avdallah yet. At that point, he's already considered a tog. So the question is, what should you do now? Amalesi told him, tog, bezu, ubezu, chayzal reish, start from the beginning. Dav Mayrif, make Havdalah, and then continue doing what you're doing. What's the bottom line with all this? Amalei. See, he told them ki kiddush. And really, the tifkait in the Gemara's question, Hilchas Amai, is that we learned the half Amid Gemara, where the Gemara seemed to say, Hamavdol Tvila, Tzarek Sheyavdol Alakais. And then the Gemara really threw us for a loop, because then the Gemara said, one second, Hamavdol Tvila, you were Yoytze Yechiv. Once you're Yoytze Yechiv, how can you be Mavdol Alakais? Isn't it a bracha shein etzricha? So that's the question. That's why we're a little bit confused now. I mean, here we had the spirit of the Gemara was, you make Avdol twice, based on the rest of the story, the way that Takana was instituted initially. But at this point, says the Gemara, now that we're aware of Loisisa, and there may be a real issue here, so what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara said, oh, Malay. So Rava told Ravina, he told him, ki kiddush. Yeah, you make Havdalah a second time, and the precedence for that is kiddush. Ma, kiddush, alfagavta mekadush betzloisa, mekadush hakosa. What's the ikur mitzvah's kiddush? Zocher es yeme Shabbos lakacha. We spoke a raid on Daf Chof, that it could be, you could be yoytze yechiv kiddush midday raisa, merely by Davin Shmoneser, on Friday night. The point is that kiddush, really, you satisfy when you damage my nesre, yet you come home at night and you make kiddush, and nobody's going to argue with that. Af Avdallah, Nami, Avdallah is the same thing. Af Avdallah, Mavdol, but Slaysa, even though you made Avdallah already during Davidi, Mavdol, Akasa, you make Avdallah again. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Bahidah. Rabbi Eliezer argued. Rabbi Eliezer said that when do you make Avdallah? You make Avdallah during Shemayna Esrei, not in the middle of Atta Chayinain, but rather in the middle of Mike. So again, there were three shittas in the Mishnah. The first shita was Atta Chayinan Tano, which is just a fancier way of saying Havdalah B'Shas Tfila. You make when? In the middle of the bracha of Atta Chayinain. Rabbi Akiva's shita was Atta Chayinan Tano is supposed to be its own bracha. So not 18 brachas, 19 brachas. Or not 19 brachas, 20 brachas. It's its own bracha. Rabbi Eliezer was the third shita. He said, in the middle of Maidin, that's when you say Atochein Antonu. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Zera have a rachiv chamra. Rabbi Zera was riding a donkey. Have a kashokla v'oz, Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Masrei. Rabbi Chiba Rabbi was following him. Amalei. So he turned to Rabbi Zera and he said, V'adi dam ritu mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Is it true what I heard in the name Rabbi Yochanan? Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. You don't get this every day. Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Be yontif shechol yos achar HaShabbos. That if yontif falls out after Shabbos, meaning yontif is Matzoi Shabbos on Sunday. So now you have to be mavdol, right? What do you do? If Yontif falls out on Matzah Shabbos, what do we do today? We say Vatoy Dienu. So the Gemara is going to mention it in a few lines. But this was the question that was posed. When Yontif falls out on Matzah Shabbos, I heard that Rabbi Yochanan said that Loch is like Rabbi Eliezer. Is it true or is it not true? Amalei told him in. Yeah, the Loch is like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Halacha Michal Dupliki? Why is this a Chiddush? And more than that, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer sounds like there would be a Machloikis. There's no Machloikis over here. Why? What's the Gemara's argument? Because when Yontif falls out on Matzoy Shabbos, you don't say Atochoinei. You're davening a yontif shmein esrei. So if you're davening a yontif shmein esrei, you say atu b'chartanu, right? That's what you say. Vatite lono. Ya leviyot. You don't say atu chayne. So obviously the halacha is getting back to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says halacha michlal de pligi. The Gemara says what's like v'loy pligi? They don't argue. For pligi rabbanu, rabbanu do argue. You have to know where to put the commas here and the question marks. But it says no. They don't argue because they the rabbanu b'shayim es hashana. They argue when you're davening a vachin digish shmein esrei. But beyond the shchalis achar Shabbos b'pligi. But if yontif falls out after Shabbos, there's no machloikis. Baruch says that's not true. V'apoli Rabbi Akiva. You know why Rabbi Yochanan maybe had to say halacha Rabbi Eliezer? Not because the rabbanu who hold that you say in middle of atochainin would argue. It's a yontif digish shmein esrei. There is no atochainin. But Rabbi Akiva who held bracha b'fnei atzmai. Now it's yontif. You can't follow the regular halacha, which is say in the middle of atochayin, say, hey, I have a question. Should I follow Rabbi Akiva, who holds bracha b'fnei atzmai, or should I follow Rabbi Eliezer? But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to say halacha to Rabbi Eliezer to tell me that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, not like Rabbi Akiva. Because it's poshut over here that halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Says the Gemara, because atu kol hashana kula mi avdina Rabbi Akiva the hashda nekev and avid kavase. Because if we were entertaining Rabbi Akiva shita even for Maitzoy Yontif or for Maitzoy Shabbos, we'd always follow Rabbi Akiva. Why don't? Because the halacha is usually like Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we follow Rabbi Akiva? We had a svara because kol hashana kula my time loy avdina Rabbi Akiva to tamni sri tikkun tish sri loy tikkun. The Gemara said this already several times. 18 brachas not 19 or 19 and not 20. So the Gemara says halchanami shev tikkun tamni loy tikkun here too. It's yontif, it's true. So you're not going to say 18 brachos, but you're going to say 7, and it's supposed to be 7, and it's not supposed to be 8. Either way, so he was bothered that why Rabbi Yochanan had to say halacha Rabbi Eliezer, it's poshut halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. Because no one, there's no other opinion. The two other opinions would be to say in the middle of atachayin, and you don't say atachayin on Matzis Shabbos when it's yontif. The other opinion would be Rabbi Akiva that says you make it your own bracha and you're certainly not going to make your own bracha. Amalei, he told him, you're right. Lav halacha itmar. What he said was lav halacha. He didn't say halacha. What he meant is, because that wouldn't have even been a chiddush. The chiddush was, I'm sorry, Amalei, he told him lav halacha itmar, elo matin itmar. What he said was not the halacha, but rather matin. What's the difference between halacha and matin? So Rashi says, halacha means you're allowed to get a berabim, you can publicize it. Meaning, berabim, you're allowed to say that. You tell the world that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. He never intended, did Rabbi Yochanan, on telling the world the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Matin means that if you ask as a yochid, a rav, a shayla, he would tell you the halacha is. But to publicize it, that's something that he had never allowed. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rabbi Yitzchak Ravdimi Yomer Mishum Rabbeinu Halacha. Rabbi Yitzchak Ravdimi said the name Rabbeinu. Who's Rabbeinu? Rav. Rav is sometimes called Rabbeinu. V'amrila, some say matin. Not halacha, but matin. Again, halacha means you can be mafaris of it. Matin means you can tell it to individuals. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Moidin. Rabbi Yochanan said, not Moidin as in saying it by Moidin, but Moidin, there's no machloikis. That was another version. Rabbi Chiba Rabba Amar Nirin. Nirin, it seems like this is the halacha. Amar Rab Zera. Nekoit Rabbi Chiba Yo Abab Diyotcha. That as it relates to all these different versions of is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer? Is it Matin like Rabbi Eliezer? Is it Moidin, meaning everyone agrees there is no machloikis at all? Is it Nirin k Rabbi Eliezer? So which would seem to be the best version? So the Gemara says Rabbi Chiya bar Abbas. Why? Because the Dayev Gomesh Maitzim Pumi the Mara Shaper. Because we know that he was very medayik in everything that his Rebbe said. So this was a question of subtleties. What was the word halacha, matin? It's so subtle. Trust Rabbi Chiya bar Abbas, he's the one that usually heard what his Rebbe said exactly. And therefore, for something that's so dakustic, of this nature, he's the one that I would trust. He was so medayik, says the Gemara, he was kerechava de pumpadisa. What do we know about rechava de pumpadisa? Amr rechava, amr Rabbi Yehuda, harabayis, stav kafel hoya, vayestav leflimisav. So this has nothing to do with what we're talking about now. This, in fact, is a Mishnah in Mesechtis, midoy, so it's related to those halachas that talk about the physical nature of the Beis HaMikdash. And it says the Beis HaMikdash had rows of benches, and it refers to the benches as stav. That's what rechava said here for Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the conventional way of referring to a bench in Gemara terminology would be an itztaba. So why did he say a stav? Because that's what his Rebbe said. Rechava was medaktek in every word and he said it exactly. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was like Rechava and that's why his shita is the shita we should have. So what's the final analysis? Amar Rav Yosef said, Ano lo yhayodan of lo yhayodan. I don't know anything. All these different things that you just said, Ichveis nisht. I know one thing. Elamad Rav Shmuel yodana. Takinu lo marginisa bebovel. Because Rav and Shmuel were misakein a margin. They gave us a treasure. Mark calls this a treasure. What's the treasure? The following bracha. Vatoydienu Hashem Elokeinu is mishpatei tzedkecha. Vatlamdenu lasu chukir tzedkecha. Vatchilenu zmani sasim v'chagin nedava. Vatorishenu k'dusha Shabbos k'foyd moyed v'chagig asa regel. Ben k'dusha Shabbos k'dusha ziyontav hivdalto. V'zio yemashvi m'sheshe me'amasa k'idashto. Hivdalto v'kidashto z'amchi yisro b'k'dusha secha. Vatitein lonu v'chulu. The bottom line is so Rav Yosef said, I heard from Rav and Shmuel, this is another tefillah that Rav was misake. We've spoken about that over the last tafin. So there's another tefillah that Rav was misakein, and that is the tefillah of Toydienu, and this is the halacha. This is what we don't say atochein antonu at all. We certainly don't say in the middle of moedim like Rabbi Eliezer. We don't add a separate bracha like Rabbi Akiva. We also don't put it in the middle of atochein because it's Meisayis, it's Yontif. And Yontif, you don't say atochein. So what do? There's this new tefillah that's known as Vatoydienu exhale. So just one ha'ar, and if we have time, maybe we'll learn a little bit more Gemara. So the Gemara mentioned on the bottom of Daval Amud Gimel Amud Aleph. So we spoke a lot about line after line after line the history of Avdala. Here's the Avdala was the initial takana was to be Mavdal in middle of Tefillah. Hashiru, when the Olam became wealthier, the Chachamim said that, you know what, instead of saying it during Tefillah, let's instead do it ala kos. So they stopped being Mavdal b'Shmein Esrei. And rather than being mavdol b'shmein esrei, they would be mavdol ala kais. Chazru veheenu. It started becoming challenging for people. So Chama said, you know what? Let's go back to the original takana. The original takana was, let's be mavdol b'tfilah. Stating that, once they were already misakin to be mavdol ala kais, so they said, ha mavdol b'tfilah, tzarek she'avdol ala kais. That let's keep that original takana in place. And the Gemara brought this from several amirayim and brisos. And then the Gemara asked Takasha. I don't understand. This whole concept seems to be flawed. Why? Because there's a halacha that you're not allowed to make a bracha shein etzricha. So if you don't have an obligation to make a bracha, it's not a hefkevel. You can't just go ahead and make a bracha. So if you're yoitza havdala betfila, how do you know you're yoitza havdala betfila? Because that was the original takana of the Anshei Knesset Hagdola. No one ever said anything about being mavdala ala kois. The original takana of havdala was to be mavdala betfila. That means that you're yoitza. You're a chi of Havdalah when you're Mavdal B'tfilah. If that's the case, you shouldn't be allowed to be Mavdal ala kais afterwards. Because if you're going to be Mavdal ala kais, you're going to be over the Isser of Loisisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, which is so chomer, ki lo yenaka Hashem Eisa Sheyisa Eshmoy Lashav. L'chur, it's going to be Brach Hashem Etzricha. So how are you allowed to do that? So the Gemara said, you're right. Some Amiram felt you can't do that. But in the final analysis, the Gemara said, Rava told Ravina, it's okay. Hilchas Amai, he told him, no, you should be Mavdal ala kais, which is what we do. Isn't it a bracha shein etzricha? See, he didn't really answer the question, but he said there's precedence for it. You know what the precedence is? Kiddush. We do the same thing by Kiddush, because technically we yoitz the zachas yom shabbos akach when we daven Friday night. Yet you come home and you make a bracha. You make a bracha when you make Kiddush. It's a bracha shein etzricha. Must be. It's okay. Just like it's okay there, so too it's okay over here. One thing is clear in this Gemara, that if somebody makes a bracha she'in etzricha, he makes a bracha levatala, a bracha that he does not have to make, he's over loisisa eshem Hashem alekecha v'ashav. Tosfos in the Sechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says, that even though the Gemara says if somebody makes a bracha she'in etzricha, he's over loisisa eshem Hashem alekecha v'ashav, says Tosfos lav drosha gemurahi. This is not a real drasha. Meaning, don't think that if you make a bracha sheni tzricha, you're going to be over an issa d'oraisa. You're not. It's really only an issa d'rabbanan. I think Gemara says, lo yisisa shem Hashem l'kecha l'ashav. It's a pasuk in the Torah. If it's an issa d'rabbanan, then how could its source be in a pasuk in the Torah? It says, Tosfos, the pasuk is an asmachta ba'alma. But really, it's only a din d'rabbanan. Tosfos brings several rayas. One of Tosfos' rayas is that Rabbi Yosef says Tosfos was a sumah. And Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that assumes potter min ha-mitzvahs. Tosfos says that, we know Rabbi Yosef said, that mitchila, I used to think, that if I'm potter min ha-mitzvahs, and I do mitzvahs anyways, I'm probably going to get more schar than someone gets when he has to do it. I mean, it's extra credit. I don't have to do it, and I do it anyways. I'm probably going to get so much schar. So he said, Mereish ha-vamin, I used to say, if somebody would come to me and he would tell me that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that assumes potter min ha-mitzvahs, avidna yoy matava l'rabbanan. I'd make a yontif for the rabbanan. Then I heard, says Tosfos, then Rabbi Yosef said, but then I heard Rabbi Chanina said, God am mitzvah v'vaisa, Yosef mishayin mitzvah v'vaisa. So then I said just the opposite. If somebody would come to me and he would tell me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that asum is part of a mitzvah, that means that I'm a mitzvah v'vaisa, then I'm going to get muschar. He said, then avidna yoy metav the rabbanan. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef thought initially that if someone's part of a mitzvah, and he does the mitzvah anyways, the halacha is that he would get more schar than if he was chayef to do the mitzvah. So Rabbi Yosef wanted to get more schar. So he said, if somebody would tell me that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a suma, I'm part of my mitzvahs, avidna yoy matam al rabban. Says Tosfos, I want to ask you a question. If someone's part of my mitzvahs, could he make a bracha or could he not make a bracha? If someone's part of my mitzvahs, could he make a bracha or could he not make a bracha? So where's this nageya? Women. Women are part of from all mitzvahs esei shas man garama. If a woman takes dalad mina mansuk, she doesn't have to, she's part of my mitzvahs. Does she make a brechas on mitzvahs or does she not make a brechas on mitzvahs? Says Tosfos, I have arrived from this gemara from Rabbi Yosef that for sure she makes a bracha. Why? Says Tosfos, because Rabbi Yosef said that he was prepared to make a suda had he found out that he's part of my mitzvahs. If you're going to tell me that when someone's part of a mitzvah, he's not allowed to make a bracha, how can he make a party? I'm making a party because I was just told that I'm part of a mitzvah. You'll get more schar, I hear. But you can't make a bracha. A bracha, you know what a bracha is? Learning Mesachta's brachas. A bracha is not shaykh. So what do you mean? There's no way Rabbi Yosef says Tosfos would have celebrated had he just found out that he can't make a bracha, which would have been a derivative of the idea that a suma is part of a mitzvah. Says Tosfos must be that a part of a mitzvah could make a bracha. And this is the basis for Tosfos Shita, which is the Ramos Psak, which is the minhag of the Ashkenazim, that a woman who's potter from all mitzvahs, esei shas man garama, she makes a bracha. But afraid Tosfos, I don't understand. If someone's potter from a mitzvah, how could he make a bracha? We just learned the Gemara right here in the Sechtes Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel, that says that if someone makes a bracha, she'en etzricha. If you make a bracha, well, you don't have to make the bracha. You're even mishum loisisa. So a woman that's potter in a mitzvah doesn't have to make the bracha. So if she doesn't have to make the bracha, so she wants to do it. She wants extra credit. But how do you get involved in a situation of loisisa? Says Tosfos, must be loisisa is not an issa deraisa. Must be it's only an issa derabanan. I mean that it's only an issa derabanan. And midrabanon, she's being mekayim a mitzvah. She's doing a very nice thing. So it's for that reason you could go ahead and make a bracha. Abazach Tosfos, if loy sisa would be a drasha gemura, if someone who makes a bracha sheni tzricha would be over an issa de raisa, there's no way that a suma, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and there's no way that a woman who's potter from all mitzvahs esser shas man garama would be able to make a bracha. Either way, Tosfos is famous yusoid throughout Shas. It's in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel, but it's mentioned elsewhere as well that a woman that's potter in a mitzvahs does make a bracha is predicated, says Tosfos, on my other chiddush, and that is that when the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Gimel, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel, and Brachas Lamed Gimel, that if someone makes a bracha shein etzricha, he's over mishum loisisa. It must be that loisisa is not a drasha gemur. That is Tosfos Shita. Rabbi Kiveger in a tshuva, and this is in Shailos Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger Simin Chaf Hei, was asked the following question. This is an absolutely brilliant question. The question was that if someone has a sofik brachas, so what do you do? What do you do if you have a sofik brachas? So you don't make a bracha. Why not? Because maybe you're not allowed to make the bracha. So if someone has a suffik brachas, so me suffik, you don't make the bracha. Kvega was asked the shayla by the shayla who had an eitzah to deal with every single suffik brachas. Says, every time there's a suffik brachas, I have a way out of the situation. What's the situation? What you should do is you should make the bracha b'loshen chayla. So don't make the bracha b'loshen HaKadosh Baruch Atah Hashem, but take out your English art scroll and read it from the English side. Say it b'loshen chayla. When it comes to Hashem's name, you should also say it, B'lashon Chayil. Say it, B'lashon Chayil as well. Just don't say Hashem's name, say God, say God, say Hashem. Don't say Hashem's name. Now, what are you going to tell me? You're not Yoytze the Bracha? Of course you're Yoytze the Bracha. Because we know Tefillah, you could say B'chal Lashon. Kriyishma, you could say B'chal Lashon. You can make a Bracha B'chal Lashon as well. So his question was, why don't you just say it, B'lashon Chayil? And if you say it, B'lashon Chayil, you're not going to have a problem. He says, what are you going to say? You're allowed to just say God. You're allowed to just say Hashem's name, B'loshen Chayil. So the Shoyl said, yeah, it's a Mufurish Shach. The Shach is in Yerideh, Simen Kufayin Tes. He's discussing the Issa to be Moichik to Shem Hashem. So you're not allowed to be Moichik. You write Hashem's name on a piece of paper, there's an Issa Mechikas Hashem. You can't be Moichik to Shem Hashem. Says the Shach, and I'm just going to quote one excerpt, the middle of a sentence. Aval Hashem B'loshen HaKodesh, Hu Shem. Aval B'loshen Chayil, if you say Hashem's name, B'loshen Chayil, it has no Kedusha as it relates to the halachis of Shemais. V'haga atzmecha, says the Shach, I'll prove it to you. Quote, the hamutah limcha is Shem shenichta B'loshen Chayil. You're allowed to be moichik to Shem Hashem if it's written B'loshen Chayil. Kegoin, got B'loshen Ashkenaz. Oy, not sure how to pronounce this. Beis Vav Gimel. B'loshen Poilin V'Rusya. So says the Shach, everyone knows if you write Gut, Belashon Ashkenaz, or if you write Hashem's name in Polish or in Russian, there's no Issa Mechika. So what does that mean? As it relates to Kedushas Hashem, Issa Mechika, there's no problem. So the Shoyal Tanya, if there's no Issa Mechika, then there should be no Issa Lo Sis Hashem Hashem Elokecha LaShav either. That should neither be a problem. So if that's not a problem, Tanya the Shoyal, what's the problem? Every time you have a Safik Brachas, don't make the Bracha. Why not have a perfect Eitzah? Make the Bracha B'Lashon Chayil. You'll be masked the Shem Hashem B'Lashon Chayil. What are you worried about? You'll be masked the Shem Hashem. Just like the Shach said in Yeridei, Kufa Ayin Tess, there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem if you say B'Lashon Chayil. Why should it be an Issa to be masquerit? Why should it be an Issa to be masquerit B'Lashon Chayil either? And the MS is, the Shoyal told Rav Kiveger, I have a kasha for a Safik Brachas Deiraisa either. Because even though it's true, Safik Brachas, the Kula, you just don't make the Bracha. What if it's a Safik Brachas Deiraisa? For example, Brachas HaTorah, Brachas HaMas, then you do go say it again. Why should you say it again? Why get yourself involved in a Safik? Just say B'Lashon Chayil. If you say B'Lashon Chayil, it's a Mamanav Shach Yoyitza. Brachas HaMas and Brachas HaTorah, you could say B'Chal Lashon. On the side, you didn't really have to, so you didn't do anything wrong, like the Shach said. If there's no Issa Mechika, there should be no Issa Askari either. This was the Shoyal's Kashat Reb Kiveger. So Reb Kiveger told him that it's not so Pashat. And he says, I'm going to tell you why. Because although it's true, we just mentioned that Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that when the Gemara says if someone makes a bracha shein detzricha, he's over mishum leisisa. It's not really an Issa deraisa leisisa. It's only an Issa derabanan. And the raya is from the fact that Nashim can make a bracha even though they're potter from Mitzvah Seishas Magarama. But the Rambam argues, says Rabbi Kiveger. The Rambam holds not that way. Where's this Rambam? So the Rambam is in the end of Hilchos Shvuos. It's in Perek Yud Beis in Hilchos Shvuos. Just reading one excerpt from the Rambam. Hashemei Haskaras Hashem Epi Chaveroi. If somebody hears his friend's name mention Hashem's name, Lashav. Oyshe Nishba Lefanov Lasheker, or if he swore falsely, or if he made a bracha shein etzricha, and here's the punchline. If somebody hears somebody make a bracha shein etzricha, says the Rambam, that person is over mishum loisa shem Hashem Lashav, says Rabbi Kiveger, and all the achrayim say this. That mistivas loshen Rambam, it's mashma that the Rambam didn't hold like Tosfos. The Rambam Shita is that if someone makes a bracha shein etzricha, he's over an Issa deraisa. Which Issa deraisa? The Issa of loisisa. Says Rabbi Kiveger, if that's the case, it's not going to work. Why? Goinus. He says, because the halacha is that when somebody makes a shvua, whether it's a shvua shvek or a shvua shav, it's very, very chomer, right? It's super chomer to make a shvua shvek or a shvua shav. But that's only if the person made the shvua using the Shem Hashem. So if somebody swears without being masker, one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Masechta Shavuos 101, it's not on the same level. There's a lot of rain on this, what type of shavuot it's referring to. But high level, shavuot shav, shavuot sheker, requires a haskar of one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't mention one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to be awesome. Says the Rambam, Echad HaNishba, Oyshe Hespia Yachar B'Shem HaMiyuchid, when we say if somebody swears the name of Hashem, it doesn't have to be the Shem HaMiyuchid. It doesn't have to be the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. It could be the Shem HaMiyuchid or one of the other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kugoy. Shenishba b'misha shmoy chanon u'b'misha shmoy rachum. What if somebody swears, doesn't say Hashem's name? He says rachum, chanon. Rachum is Hashem. It could be Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachum. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos of rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chanon. So says the Rambam, if someone swears b'misha shmoy rachum, u'b'misha shmoy chanon, u'b'misha shmoy erech apayim, u'kayoytze behem b'chol loshoin, harezu shvur gemurah. Says the Rambam, it's a shvur gemurah. The Rambam saying a gevaldige chiddush. What the Rambam saying is that when we talk about shvur sheker and shvur shav, that if somebody swears falsely or in vain, using Hashem's name, it doesn't have to be one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if somebody merely references one of the kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misha Shmoy Chanosh, Misha Shmoy Rachel, meaning he says something that clearly he's referring to Hashem. That's enough for it to be a Shvu Hashav. That's enough for it to be a Shvu Hashaker. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. That's what the Rambam says over here in Hilchos Shvuos. When the Rambam talks about the halachas of the Issa to be Moichek, the Shem Hashem, the Issa Mechikas Hashem, so there the Rambam says as follows, that what's the Kala Ma'abit Shemen Hashem Esakdoshim HaTor, which Nikrim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loikim HaTor. If someone erases one of Hashem's names, he gets Malkus. The Shiva Shem Oisei, Hashem has seven names, as it relates to this halacha. Hashem Shenichtav Yudke Vavke, V'Shem HaMafayrish, oh yeah, Nichtav Aleph Dal Nun Yud, V'Kel is one of Hashem's names, Eloika, Eloikim, Eke, Shakai and Tzvakos. Chana was the first one to use the name Tzvakos. Kol amoichek afilu ois achas mishiva shemois elu loika. Says Reb Kiva Eiger, let's just read the Rambam. It's not even a diuk. Read the Rambams. The Rambam has two Shulchan Aruchs. He has the Shulchan Aruch of what's considered Hashem's name when it comes to Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker. What's considered Hashem's name when it comes to the Issa to be Moichik to Shem Hashem. When it comes to Shvua Shav, Shvua Sheker, the Rambam says in Perik Beis, Alochot Beis, and Hilchot Shvuos, it doesn't have to be one of Hashem's names. As long as you mention a kinoi, kigoin she nishba b'misha shmoi chanon, that's considered Hashem's name. Erech HaPaim is Hashem's name? No, it's not Hashem's name. But it's a kinoi for Hashem. It's just it's a nickname, so to speak. It's a reference. When you say, oh, you mean Hashem. That's enough. That's for a shav, that's for a shaker. When it comes to the Issa Mechikas Hashem, what does the Rambam say? It has to be one of the Sheva Shemois. It has to be one of the seven names of Hashem, the seven names. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dal Nun Yud, Kei Loli Kei Loli Kim, Eka Shakai, and Tzvakos. Says Reb Kiva Eiger, if that's the case, there's no way so. He says, you know why? He says, when the Shach said that it's okay for a person to erase the name God, or Beis Vav Gimel in Polish and Russish. You know why he said that's not a problem? Because it's not one of the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So being that it's not one of the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we understand what God means. It means Hashem. Of course that's what it means. Mice, it's not one of, but it's not one of the names. So if it's not one of the names, you have nothing to worry about. But when it comes to Bracha Sheina Tzricha, the Rambam said, Yo'ivah Loisisa. What does it mean, Yo'ivah Loisisa? It's the real Loisisa. Not like Tosfos says, Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that it's a kinui for the Shem Loisisa. But that it's only an asmacht. It's the real name. It's Loisisa Midairaisa. If it's Loisisa Midairaisa, it has to conform to the halachas of Loisisa. What's the definition of Hashem's name when it comes to Loisisa? The Rambam says, you don't have to mention Hashem's name. If you would say Chanun and Rachim, that would also be a problem. Why? Because it's a kinoi. So if you say anything that makes the observer say, oh, you mean Hashem? Even if you didn't say Hashem's name. It doesn't have to be one of the Sheva Shemois. It doesn't have to be one of the 70 names of Hashem. As long as it's a kinoi, it's a reference to Hashem, that's enough. God, says Reb Kiva Eiger, is a reference to Hashem. Beis Vav Gimel of Polish and Russian is a reference to Hashem's name. If you say God, it's a reference to Hashem's name. The point is, it's a kinoi. Oh, if it's a kinoi, and there's a leisisa when you make a bracha sheina tzricha, so then you can't do it. What was the shayla zaitza? The shayla zaitza was, every time you have a solving brachas, say the bracha b'loshen chay. What's the big deal? The shach said that you can be meichik to shayna Hashem b'loshen chay. So if you can be meichik, why can't you be maskered? So kibkiveg, you didn't learn the Rambans. It's two completely different sugyas. You can be meichiket because when it comes to Issa Mechika, the definition of Hashem's name is one of the Shiva Shemos. This is not one of the Shiva Shemos. But you can't say it as a bracha sheina tzricha, because bracha sheina tzricha, the Rambam holds as loisisa. It falls into one of the aseres hadibros. Loisisa, meaning making a bracha sheina tzricha is like swearing in Hashem's name falsely. It's like swearing in Hashem's name lashav. What's the definition of Hashem's name there? Any kinoi, any reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's name, Baloshin Choyl, is Loigara, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, from Rachum, and from Chanon, and from Erech HaPayim. As a result, to say Hashem's name, Baloshin Choyl, won't help you. That's why if you have a Sofik Brachas, when it's a Sofik Brachas, the Rabbanon, you don't say the bracha again. And that's when you have a Sofik Brachas, it's a bracha de Raisa. You're not gaining anything by saying a Baloshin Choyl, versus just saying a Baloshin Kodesh. So Rabbi Kiva Eiger told the Shoyl, and Shoyl said, Chuvitz Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Chuva Chav Hey, it's a good chap. But after further review, after going through the Rambam, it really doesn't work.